You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne woman Kimmy Lovegrove grew up believing she was from a Sri Lankan background because it was her stepfather's culture. The stand-up comedian eventually learned she is Aboriginal, from the Nurundjeri Nation in South Australia. She believes her family was trying to shield her from her heritage. And for the wider Stolen Generation, sharing hidden truths can also be tough.
They believe that telling the truth isn't like the best thing for that child. And I think that's what I believe that my mum was trying to do, that, you know, she didn't know a lot about the Aboriginal culture. She didn't really know how to bring up an Aboriginal child. So instead of telling me the truth, she thought it was best to kind of like make me believe I was a part of another culture.
This revelation has been woven into her comedy act, and on stage, she says Indigenous comedians thrive with their strong storytelling skills.
We're very upfront and honest, and we, you know, we get straight to the point, and it kind of like, I think the way, you know, we handle ourselves when it comes to racism and systematic oppression and all these negative things, and we're actually able to bring a light side to something so dark.
It's the 15th year of Deadly Funny, and Miss Lovegrove established Deadly Comedy as a follow-up show for alumni to perform to a wider audience. Kimmy Lovegrove just wants to make Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders laugh because she says this group is the funniest community she knows.
And this is like my unique story. I'm not copying anyone or anything like that, because I've been like, someone's called me like the Geek Chic Rebel Wilson, and I'm like, okay, that's nice, but you know, it's not Kimmy, you know, and I want to create my own kind of like little, I guess, genre.
Miss Lovegrove first entered Deadly Funny in 2014, and workshops for the event are running again this year after disruptions to the comedy scene in 2020. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival was cancelled last March. Despite the setbacks facing the arts industry, Indigenous entertainer Dane Simpson believes the audience appetite for Indigenous comedy is growing.
It's now starting to be like the audiences are really having a good time. They're coming to watch a fresh take. Or even like, I suppose, a brand of the oldest comedy in the world, sort of thing. That's pretty cool.
He's hosting and mentoring at Deadly Funny.
It's growing into this really cool, people are doing sketches, people are doing dances, just a variety of stuff. It's not just straight stand-up anymore. It's so cool.
Comedian Milton White from the group WTF Show enjoys poking fun at idiosyncrasies as part of his comedy style. His approach is to acknowledge differences, but also find similarities between cultures.
But if you can sort of use the comedy to laugh at yourself as a foreigner and sort of put people at ease and point out the funny differences between our cultures, I think once you understand someone's culture and what's funny about it, then you realise that your culture has a bunch of quirks, then the divide across the two is not threatening anymore.
His mother was from Kenya and his father was from Uganda.
I just thought it was a great way just to point out the quirks between sort of my culture of origin and Australians, and just like the difference.
His group, which also includes an Englishman and an Australian, will be on the Be Offended tour as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in late March, and the Deadly Funny final is planned for April. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.